Okay, Chaver, so last time we learned, we focused on this Isser of Rechitza. Specifically, we talked about the Isser of Rechitza with Chamin Shechuchmu Me'erev Yontiv, and we pointed out that there's a machlokes between the Rif, who assumes that it's Mamish going to be Heter Gomer, the Ran. We quoted the Sheet of Tosis and the Sheet of the Rashba. Now there's another Rashba besides that Rashba, and this is the Rashba Bal HaTosis. The Rashba Bal HaTosis in Tosis Dira Maschel Ella, he asks a kasha towards the end of this Tosis. So Mihu Kasha the Rashba. The Rashba Bal HaTosis has a question. Demigufa demasnisin have a matzala medak below hach breisa demaisi midiktoni va'asirin b'shtia kosha came upon the yod v'raglav the asiri. In other words, the Gemara is trying to figure out what rechitza means. Does rechitza mean rechitzas pan rechitzas kol gufo? Or does rechitza mean rechitzas pan of yad of a ragla? Or does it mean lehishtate, if like the maskana the Gemara is going to be? In fact, the Rashba Bal HaTosfos, you don't have to be mimerchak tovi lachmo. You don't have to try to bring a raya from the braisa about what it means. The Mishnah itself tells me that it can't be rechitzas pan of yad of a ragla. Because the Mishnah says, if it's on Shabbos, has a din of Chamin, Shehochmu b'Shabbos, which is going to be Aser b'Shtia, right? And if it's on Yontiv, and Aser and Rechitza also. If it's on Yontiv, it's like Chamin, Shehochmu b'Yontiv, which is going to be Aser b'Rechitza, and Mutter b'Shtia. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. So, like the Rashba, I don't understand. If it's Aser b'Shtia, like Chamin, Shehochmu b'Shabbos, so kosher cane, pun of yod of Aragov, is also aser. Right? If I'm not allowed to drink the water, certainly I can't bathe with that water. So the Rashi Bal HaTosis asks, like, why? Of course, it can't, pun of yod of Aragov has to be aser, and you don't even have to say it. Right? Of course, pun of yod of Aragov is going to be aser. If it's aser b'shtia, kosher cane, pun of yod of Aragov is going to be aser. Now, the Achronim over here, the Maharsha, etc., they work very hard about exactly what the kosher cane means. But the Pashtus in Tosfos is that the kosher cane is that how come Chamin Shehochmu b'Shabbos is more chomer than Chamin Shehochmu b'Erev Shabbos? Why am I more machmir if it was heated up on Shabbos than I would be if it was heated Erev Shabbos? So the answer, l'chaora, is that something that's heated on Shabbos has a din called Ma'aser Shabbos. And Ma'aser Shabbos means that it's Aser. And Tosfos is assuming that Ma'aser Shabbos means it's Aser B'Hana'ah. And if I can't get Hana'ah from this water that was heated on Shabbos, so Avada, I can't use it for Rechitza, because that's getting Hana'ah from the water. So Tosfos is asking Akasha, right, if it's Aser B'Shtia, Kosher Kain, it's Aser in Rechitza's pun of Yodah V'Ragla. Now, if this is Tosfos' Kasha, so there is very strong room to question this Kasha, and the Pnei Yehoshua quotes from his grandfather. His grandfather wrote the Sefer Megine Shlomo. The Megine Shlomo is a work that tries to defend every Rashi. That's his job. You can get a sense of the Pnei Yehoshua's Derech HaLimud. By the way, the Pnei Yehoshua is an unbelievable Sefer. Just like word to the wise, Pnei Yehoshua like learns every Tosfos like the way the Maharsha does, like in detailed everything. And the Pnei Yehoshua also says Yisodos. I think Reb David Lifshitz, a friend of the Lavracha, used to say that every good Reb Chaim you can find in the Pnei Yehoshua. Now, apparently that also means that there's some not good Reb Chaims, but it also means that every Pnei Yehoshua is good if you're a Medayik properly, no? But the fact is, the Pnei Yeshua writes as follows: Iker Kushis Rashba Kivar Tiratu Mori Zakeni B'Sefer Megine Shlomo De Enkan Kavachomer De Vada Yesh Lesser Yoser B'Shtia Mibrachitas Pan of Yad V'Raglav She'enon Ella Hanah Ba'Alma V'Anan Kaimon Meisr Shas Is Mutarim B'Hanah She'enon Shal Achilu Shtia Ayim Shem Barichos. Right, Zakhdi Pnei Yehoshua, according to his grandfather, that there's no kosher cane in Tosfos. Tosfos says if it's aser b'shtia, kosher cane is aser in Rechitzas Panav Yad V'Raglav. But whoa. Second, says the Megine Shlomo, it don't work like that. Because it's aser b'shtia out the din of Ma'aser Shabbos. Ma'aser Shabbos, I'm not allowed to eat and drink. But Ma'aser Shabbos is not aser b'hana'ah. If Ma'aser Shabbos is not Aser Bahana'a, so then Mechitza is going to be Mutter. So therefore there's no Kal V'chomer. Frek the Pnei Yehoshua, right, he quotes from his grandfather that L'cha'ora, there is no Kal V'chomer at all. That's already a strong Kasha. But the Kasha is predicated on an assumption that Ma'aser Shabbos is not Aser Bahana'a. If Ma'aser Shabbos is Aser Bahana'a, then Tosis has a very good Kal V'chomer. He says, oh, how come it's Aser B'shtia? Because it's Ma'aser Shabbos. Ma'aser Shabbos is Aser Bahana'a. Then it's a Gevaldika Kal V'chomer in Tosis. And there's the Kosher Cain. But the Pnei Yeshua asks, he says, no, Ma'aser Shabbos is not Aser Bahana'a. This is already a whole sugya, no? Whether Ma'aser Shabbos is Aser Bahana'a, whether Ma'aser Shabbos is only Aser Bahil and Shtia, there is Talmudic basis for this conversation, and that begins in a Mishnah in Trumas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, called Hamavashel B'Shabbos, no? And this Mishnah in Trumas is cited earlier, we had it in Shabbos, right? But it's cited in Bava Kamma, Daf Ayin Aleph. There are three Shitas Hatanoim in that Mishnah. Yeah.
Also, there's another. You're mixing two Gezeras here. One is the Gezerah of Master Shabbos, the other is the Gezerah of the Bahonim.
Understood, but the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha is, the Pnei Yeshua's understanding that what Tosis is saying is that, L'cha'ora, you wouldn't even need a Gezeres HaBalonim to Aser it, because if it's Ma'aser Shabbos, it's Aser B'Hanoah, so then it's Aser B'Rechitza Mitzadid in the Ma'aser Shabbos. I don't have to come on to any razzle-dazzle Gezeres or anything, right? It's Ma'aser Shabbos. Oh. Well, so now, it seems, if you look in Bava Kamma Ayin Aleph, there are three Shittas HaTanoim. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yochanan HaSandler. No? Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, everyone distinguishes between Mevashel B'Shabbos B'Shogeg and B'Mezid, right? The question is, if I cook on Shabbos, is it going to be Mutter? Cook on Shabbos B'Shogeg, is it Mutter Bo B'Yom? Right? According to Reb Meir, it is. According to Yehuda, it isn't. And we pointed out already to Machlokes in the Mechaber and the Gra as being a Shin Yud Ches, right? This is already old Torah that we discussed. The position of Yochanan HaSandler is that Ma'aser Shabbos is going to be Aser La'olam. No? If I cook the Mezid, it's going to be Aser forever. Nothing to talk about. It's Mamash Aser. The Zok the Gemara, how does Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler know that's Mamash Aser? The Gemara says, oh, the Torah writes, Ushmartes HaShabbos Ki Kodeshi, that we say that Shabbos has a din of Hekdesh, and Mak Hekdesh Aser Bahana'a, right? Ma'aser Shabbos is also Aser Bahana'a. Right? Again, I'm sort of skipping a step in the Gemara, right? But the Gemara is effectively saying, when you put it together, that according to In this stage of the Gemara, we're asking that Ma'aser Shabbos should mamish be Aser Bahana'a, and then it would even be Aser Bahana'a apparently B'Shogeg. So the Gemara says, no, we have a Pasuk Lachem that tells me that I'm allowed Ki Kodeshi Lachem, right? Lachem tells me that the Ma'aser Shabbos I can get benefit from also, and that's why B'Shogeg I can get benefit, so it's not going to be Aser Bahana'a, and therefore it's only Aser Ba'achila. But I yotzi from that Gemara is that Ma'aser Shabbos is not Aser Bahana'a. And that L'cha'ora is the raya of the Pnei Yehoshua's grandfather, that Ma'aser Shabbos is not Aser Bahana'a. If that's the case, then Tosis has no kasha. He's basing himself on that Gemara in Bava Kamma Ayin Aleph, which says that even according to the most machmir shita, even according to Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, Ma'aser Shabbos is not going to be Aser Bahana'a. Now, there is a problem, which is so I read Perek Beis of Trumas Mishnah Beis, right? Well, there's another Mishnah in the second chapter of Trumas called Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. And Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel in Trumas says, Hamat bo kelim b'Shabbos, right? B'shoigig, you can get Hana'a, again, l'choman de islay. And b'mezig, you can't benefit from the kelim that I tabled on Shabbos. Hello? One second. If I just told you that Ma'aser Shabbos is Aser Ba'achila, and it's not Aser Ba'hana'a, so how come if I am Matzbo Kalim B'Shabbos, I can't use the Kalim? I take my Kalim to the mikvah. One of the first issues I had when I became the rabbi of Mount Sinai. You know, my community has an Erev. The Breuer's Kehila doesn't tell the Erev. So one of the first weeks when I was the rabbi, someone from the Breuer's Kehila, he met me on the street, and he says, "Rabbi Schwartz, I have a problem. Because your community holds the Erev, people mamish doing something wrong, they took Kehilim into the Breuer's Kehila mikvah on Shabbos, the title of the Kehilim." Now, that's probably wrong. I told him, you know, you have to be down with Kafskos. The Gemara in Beitza has a heter. Sometimes it can be Tovah Kalim on Shabbos if I'm filling the Kali up and I'll drink the water. No? Like you can do these. I told him, maybe you could down with Kafskos. And that's how Rabbi spoke to the people after. I told him, you know, you can't title Kalim on Shabbos. And the Mishnah in Shrumis writes, if I'm not Tovah Kalim on Shabbos, and the Rambam paskins this way in Perchof Gimel Halacha Chesed Hilcha Shabbos, the Mapel Kelim B'Shabbos, it's going to be usher to use the keli. That Lachayim means it's usher B'Mezid. Right? That Lachayim means that there's some sort of Iser Hana'ah. Because if we're right that the din of Maisa Shabbos is only a din in Achila and Shtia, right? So then why would it be that if I'm Mapel Kelim B'Shabbos, I can't use the Kelim, no? Mapo came to Shabbos for Shogi Yishtamish Behem, amazed lo Yishtamish Behem. Amotzer Shabbos. Right? Why? There should be no din of Maaser Shabbos. The Teretz is, apparently, maybe you see that Maaser Shabbos creates some sort of Iser Hanoah. It's not abundantly clear. The Gemara sounds like there's no. What's going on here? So Zok the Mishnah Brura. In the Mishnah Brura, in Shin Yud Chesif Katan Dalet. The Mishnah Brura says that in his opinion, Maisa Shabbos, I can't get Hana'ah from the Maisa that I did on Shabbos. But it's not a generalized Iser Hana'ah. We paskin that Maisa Shabbos is a, we don't want you to benefit because you violated the Shabbos. So if I told a keli on Shabbos, I can't get the Hana'ah from the fact that this keli is chutbah b'Shabbos. That would be aser. But it's not going to be a real Iser Hana'ah. It's just that we don't want it to be a Hanu Maisav. We don't want that your action, right? You don't like Chotei Niskar. We don't want that you benefit from the Aveira that you did. But L'cha'ora, Achrei Kechlos HaKol, right? Maisa Shabbos, right, is not really Aser B'Hana'ah. But even so, we still have a Kal V'Chomer in the Tosis, according to the Mishnah Brura. Because Tosis asks Akasha, if it's Aser B'Shtia, Koshikain, it's Aser for Rechitzas Pan of Yod V'Ragov, meaning that I get benefit! If I'm going to do it, it's the same benefit, the Zelber benefit, that this is now hot water, right? That I am going to be able to drink, it's also the benefit that I'm doing Rechitza, right? And the din of Maisa Shabbos, the way the Pnei Yeshua is formulating the kasha from his grandfather is part, and it's like almost simplistic, right? He's like trying to put stuff into categories. Is it Isser Achila or is it Isser Hanoah? Right? He says, oh, Tais obviously assumes it's Isser Hanoah. No! We could say that Maisa Shabbos, the way Al Kopanim, the way we pass, like Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda, not like Rebbe Yochanan Sadmar, but Al Kopanim, Maaser Shabbos is a din that we don't want it to be a Hanu Maisav. We don't want you to benefit from the Isser. If that's the case, so then I'm not really sure if it's a Kol Shekain. If I'd be writing the Tosis, I would write Hu Hadin more than Kol Shekain. But the point that Tosis is getting at is that it's the same benefit. If it's aser berechitza, if it's aser b'shtia, excuse me, that's because we don't want you to benefit from the Maisa Shabbos, and it also has to be aser berechitza, because the rechitza also, I'm getting the same type of benefit from the hot water.
So should even be the reverse, should be aser berechitza because it came b'shtia.
Yes, yeah, so, right? I mean, again, but the Lashon HaMishnah, that's aser, right?
Because
The point is, we're not really talking about an Iser Hana'ah. Right? We're talking about what we're discussing is an Iser to benefit from the Maaser Shabbos. Right? Which is not. An Iser Hana'ah would be even indirect Isur. No, Isuri Hana'ah, for example, I'm not allowed to sell and get money for it. We paskin, if it's Meiser Shabbos, I'm allowed to sell it and get the money for it. I just can't get hana'a from the aveira that I did. Right? That's, I think, the yesod. Again, but what's interesting is that the Pnei Yehoshua's kasha on Taisus leads to this whole broader discussion about the status of Meiser Shabbos. That's something that I wanted to point out. So far, so good, Avinoam? Half good.
What was the Mishnah
Berurah and Sivkot and Dalet? The Mishnah Berurah basically says that when we say Meiser Shabbos is mutter b'hana'a, all I mean is I'm allowed to sell the Meiser Shabbos. But ahanu Meisov, that would be the Isser of Meiser Shabbos. You're not good. Anything that is not direct hanoah from the Aveira that I did. If it's direct hanoah from the Aveira that I did, I'm benefiting from the Aveira, then it's going
to
be Osir.
So according to Tevilas Kalim and stuff like that, so is that forever it's Osir? So I need to be told about it again?
No, so on that Shabbos, I can't get, right? That's the way the Rambam writes it. That's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. Oh, I turned to the wrong place. But on that Shabbos, I can't get hanoah from the Kalim that I tovled, because then I'm getting hanoah. I couldn't use this Kalim on Shabbos. It's not chutzpah. If I use it, then I'm getting hanoah from the Maisa Shabbos, and that would be the problem.
So when we say that
Isra Maisa
Shabbos, it's only for the Shabbos
itself,
because we don't
pass it. Right, we don't pass it. Right.
The way the Tosos Rosh explained the question, it may work out better, because he said that's a question that it can't be called Utho. Meaning not that it's obvious that...
that part of the other rag is also...
called Utho, but that implies... that only
Kol Gufo
is Asher on Shabbos, but
Panagiyat Rakov is better. And we know Panagiyat Rakov has to be Asher because
yeah,
I'd be getting...
It's not that it's obvious that, we're teaching it.
Okay. In other words, you're saying that the whole Tosis is going in the earlier stage of the Gemara.
In our Tosis,
I don't think it's clear exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, just say there. I think that's a fair point. Okay. Let's go on. Let's do this Taisus Ella Imkein Ru'uyin L'Shtiyah. No? Beis Shammai says, I'm not allowed to heat up hot water on Yontiv for my feet. Ella Imkein Ru'uyin L'Shtiyah. Unless the water is something I could drink. Beis Hillel is matter heating water for my feet. The Pashtus in this Mishnah in Beitza would be that Beis Shammai says that the water has to be ro'oy l'shtiyah, meaning it is potable, it's drinkable water. However, from the context of our sugya, and both Rashi and Tosfos say this, right? Rashi writes, ro'oy l'shtiyah means demachem lehu l'shtiyah. I'm heating the water in order to drink it. It's not sufficient, according to Beis Shammai, to heat up water when the water is drinkable. It has to be that my kavana in heating the water is to drink the water. Beis Hillel says, no, it's permitted even to heat up water letzayrech rechitza. Good? Now, Zoktaisis, Nirilari, Davka de mechame mosem letzayrech shtia, ava letzayrech rechitza, afa gav de ru'uyin l'shtiyah, asri Beis Shammai. Taisis is going to prove that according to Beis Shammai, it's usur if I heat water letzayrech rechitza, even though the water is drinkable, against the pashtus in the Mishnah, against the simple reading of the Mishnah. Why? Dehalas lehu mitoch u beperek beis debeitza asri Beis Shammai madura lehisvamim kenegda ve'af agav deru'uyehi levasho velafleis. First Tosfos says the reason why we cannot permit heating water letzayrech rechitza, even if the water is drinkable, is because Beis Shammai does not hold of mitoch. There's a concept in Hilchos Yontif of mitoch shehutra letzorech hutranami shelo letzorech. No, that once I'm allowed to do a certain activity, havara, hotza'a, right, the Mishnah speaks about, am I allowed to carry a Sefer Torah or Lulav and Esrig or something on Yontif? Am I allowed to carry it? Right? Perhaps you're going to tell me that these activities are only mutter for Ochol Nefesh. So Beis Hillel really says it's permitted. Because of mitoch. But Beis Shammai doesn't hold of mitoch. Therefore, Beis Shammai says, I'm not allowed to make a fire to warm myself up. The fire could be used to cook on. Every fire that I could warm myself up, I could cook with, no? One of the guys who was in my shul, who I was Masada Kedushin for, so one time I was speaking with him, so he and his brother are both Ezra Frazier, his name is. He like runs the Chidon HaTanach. He teaches Bible over here. Wonderful, wonderful fellow. Very learned, wonderful fellow. So he told me one time he was at a birthday party on a Yontiv, and they bring out a birthday cake with candles. Now, is that considered Havarah Shaloi Letzairach? Are you allowed to light birthday candles on Yontiv? So he and his brother were worried that maybe they had violated some Isser. So what they did is they found some marshmallows and they started roasting the marshmallows on the birthday candles. Now, would that help, by the way?
So,
again, so the question is, what's considered Metzorech or not? The Rambam has a shita that Ner Shel Avtola is mutter on Yontiv, no? That you're allowed to light a candle Sheloi Letzorech at all. That's a shita of the Rambam. The Pashtus is that we assume not like that, but again, these are sugyas. The fact is, you get an impression from this Tosis. So Tosis is setting it up that depends your kavana in lighting the candle. No? Okay. But the fact is, Tosis says, Beis Shammai doesn't hold of mitoch. Now, what about according to Beis? And then Tosis adds, "So Oida Meri, the Mahachanami Yeshu Dakdek that Beis Shammai would be matzal Tzayir Chichitza because it's Roi Vashtiya Imkein Lasim Asisin Afil Kebeis Shammai etc." Good. Now, you get an impression from Tosfos. You get an impression from Tosfos that whether or not the Mayim is Roi Lishtiya is completely immaterial. Beis Shammai doesn't hold of mitoch, they say it's aser. Beis Hillel holds of mitoch, Beis Hillel says it's mutter. No? Is that an impression you get of Tosis? Tosis is not speaking within Beis Hillel, he's only speaking within Beis Shammai. But lecha over you get the impression that we're going to be makel according to Beis Hillel on heating mayim l'rechitzas raglov, even if the mayim is not roi l'shtiyah. Right, there is such a concept that some water you can't drink, but I'm allowed to keep it. Let's have chitzas raglov. That's pashtus what Tosis is saying, and that is what the Mishnah Brura paskins in Tav Kuf Yud Aleph Sifkat in Ches. The Mishnah Brura paskins halacha lemaisa that you're allowed to heat mayim for chitzas yodov. Right, that's the case in Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned last time. You can heat it, even though it's not ro'i l'shtiya, even though the water is only ro'i l'rechitza. But then the Shar HaTzion comments, and the Shar HaTzion quotes that there is a chidushe haran, and by chidushe haran it means the old ran, the fake ran, whatever this notable rishon who they call the ran, who really isn't the ran, however we want to term it. But the chidushe haran says that according to Beis Hillel, if the heter is out mitoich, you can only be matir heating water for rechitza if the water is potable. No? I would have said this intuitively. I would say mitoich shehutra letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech. I would say that my kavana is shelo letzorech, right? If my kavana is shelo letzorech oichol nefesh, but if I want to use it for ochel nefesh, I can, and maybe that's the heter. Because theoretically, it is roi for achila. It's roi for shtia. That's what I would have said. That's what the Chidushi Haran says. And there's one opinion of the Yerushalmi that says this also. And the Mishnah Brura rejects that. The Mishnah Brura says that according to Beis Hillel, we're going to be mekel lahachim mayim, even if it is not ro'oi l'shtiyah at all. Okay, again, this issue probably has something to do. The guys in the Kol are learning Beitza this year, so you probably have a lot. Are people using the Sefer Meleches Yontev? Ah, you have to use the Meleches Yontev. If you're doing Beitza, you gotta get the Meleches Yontev. Meleches Yontev says that like every Hakira in Judaism that is related to Meseches Beitza is totally on whether Ochel Nefesh and Yontev is Chutra or Zechuya. And it's an awesome say. Rav Shechter used to tell us he has a Meleches Yontev years ago. Guys, should remind me, I have notes from Rav Shechter on Beitza. You have those? Ah, okay, yeah. There's an old set of notes he has. It's Kedai. The guys in the Kolal should get their hands on it. It's very good. Yossi, you had a comment.
No, I was going to say that we say
the Tov
is on
the
final
Tov
or
the Tov is on the Mitzvah. Correct. And all these issues might be Toloi Bigadol on the question of Chutra Dechuya. That would take time to explain, but let's just leave that. The fact is the Mishnah Brura is a Mekal, and he says, according to Beis Hillel, it's Mutter, even if the water is not Ro'e L'Shtiyah. Good. Now.
What's the
Sifkot
on that
Shahat Siyun? The Shahat Siyun Sifkot in Zion. Mishnah Brura Sifkot in Ches, and the Shahat Siyun Sifkot in Zion. Okay. Now. Reb Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Hashas over here raises some interesting questions about why Mitoch would play a role, whether it's Ro'oi or Eino Ro'oi, etc. You could look at this Reb Kiva Eger. I'm not particularly interested now in focusing on it, although it's interesting in the relationship between Mitoch and Hoel and the Sugya in Psachim. All of this is found in this comment in the Gilyan Hashas of Rebbe Kiva Eger. The end of Tosfos says the following, V'nira l'ri, D'yachol l'chameim afilu b'yosei mikdei sh'tiya, k'da'amar b'perek hadar, n'shayle l'imei, itzricha n'chaimu agav imei. The din is that for a bris mila, what the metzias was, I should say it like this, the metzias used to be that to do a bris mila for a baby, you needed hot water to warm the baby up after the bris. What do I do if I hahu yenuka deshtape chamime? That's the case in Erevin. You had a baby and the hot water of the baby spilled, so I don't have the hot water. What do I do about the bris? So the Gemara says that nishayle le'ime, you should ask the mother, right? The mother apparently is still toich zayin me'es la'es after having the baby, right? You can have a bris on Yom Ches when the mother is toich zayin me'es la'es. If you can't figure this out, think about it, do the math, it works. So Gemara says, you ask the mother whether she needs hot water. She's a chola sheyesh b'sakone if she says she needs it. Migimo ad zayin. You ask your mother if she needs hot water, and if she needs hot water, you heat up the hot water, agav ime. You heat up the hot water for the baby, agav the mother. So, v'davka b'chdei shiur l'raglav, aval etzerech kol gufo lo, v'antayim shabalon chashudim, etc. So, frek taisis, the re basically says that we can do something called marbe b'shiurim. No? The mother needs some hot water to drink. Agav, the mother, will heat up hot water, let's say, with the baby, which means we'll have more hot water in the pot that I heat, let's say, with the baby, and that's called ribui b'shiurim. So Zot Taisus, that Beishamai says, I'm not allowed to heat mayim, let's say, rechitzas raglov, but I can do ribui b'shiurim. Right? Is that what Tysis is saying? Right? Yossi thinks I'm butchering the Tysis.
No, it comes with
limits. Since when do
you limit the
ribui b'shiurim? Tosis is saying I could do ribui b'shiurim. I can heat more water than I need to drink. Right? For rechitzas raglav. I can't heat water for mechitzas kol gufay. Now, why this would be true? Apparently, Tosis is saying we don't want to completely get rid of this entire halacha that you're not allowed to heat up water l'rechitzas kol gufo, but we will permit it within Beis Shammai. Tosis is speaking within Beis Shammai. I can use the trick of ribui b'shiurim to end up with a situation where I have hot water for rechitzas raglav. Good. Beis Shammai says I'm not allowed to heat water for rechitzas raglav, but I can through the subterfuge end up with hot water for rechitzas raglav based on ribui b'shiurim. Okay, great. Comes along Reb Kiva Eger, and Reb Kiva Eger here asks a question. The Reb Kiva Eger that begins Kida Amrinon Kashali Lamai Hutzruchu L'Rayazu De'Efsher V'Tzayrich Mila Adif Halahed Yisa Braisa Arucha Bebeitza Memalei Nachdom Chavis Mayim Afapi Shein Tzarech Alakito Nechad. Frech Reb Kiva Eger, why does Tosis bring the raya for ribui b'shiurim from the case of Mila from Erev and Samaches? I have a case of ribui b'shiurim in Beitza Yudzayin. And, says Reb Kiva Eger, Erev and Samaches doesn't really prove anything to me. Because Erev and Samaches, I could say that's a special din in Mila. Because Mila is Deicha Shabbos itself, where Mekol Lotzeirech
Mila. It's also Mesukhan.
Well, not yet. The Shaila is, can I postpone the Brit, right? Maybe I should postpone the Brit till Sunday. So Machshirei Mila we pass is not Deicha Shabbos. Right? So Machlekes HaTanai, in the beginning of Rav Lezer de Mila here. But Reb Kiva Eger's kasha is, why do you have to bring the raya from Erev and Samaches? You could bring the raya from Beit Yud Zayin of Memale Nachtom Chavis Mayim. Comes along the Rashash, and the Rashash writes, Reb Kiva Eger, I don't understand you. Right? How come you're bringing the case of Memale Nachtoim Chavis Mayim if you want to ask Akasha that we have a better case of Ribu B'Shiurim? I have a case of Ribu B'Shiurim, i.e. the cooking itself. Memale Nachtoim Chavis Mayim means I could fill up more water. That, Lachor, is an Isser of Tircha. No? In the worst case scenario, I'm drawing water from the well, I'm being Matriach myself. Usually Tircha is Soser, the notion of Simchas Yontiv. For Frechni Rashash, we have a case, I could be Memale Isha Kedera. A woman's allowed to fill up a full pot of meat, no? Even though you only need one shtickle flesh, you're allowed to fill up an entire pot of meat. So, the Rashash asks, how come Reb Kiva Eger doesn't bring the case of Mamala Isha Kedera Spasser? So then the Rashash answers, well, the case of Mamala Isha Kedera Spasser doesn't prove anything because maybe that's not the classical case of Ribui B'Shiurim. Right? One could argue that the reason why Mamala Isha Kedera Spasser is permitted is because when they have more meat in the pot, so the meat all tastes better. If I cook a 10-pound roast, there's more fat in the meat, and somehow it's more geschmack. The flavor of the meat ends up being tastier. If I have a 1-pound roast, it's not as flavorful. So maybe that's the yisod. Now, what's interesting to note, by the way, is if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh over here, the Tosfos HaRosh says this entire thing, pardon an expression that's coming from guns, lock, stock, and barrel. The entire thing is coming, right? In fact, the Tosfos HaRosh, don't tell me that Ribui B'Shiurim is mutter based on Erev and Samaches, because that's a special din in Mila. And don't tell me it's mutter based on the first case in Beitza Yud Zayin, Mamala Isha Kedera, because over there it's to make the pot tastier. Rather, I have a kasha from Memale Nachtom Chavis Mayim. Okay, good. Now Reb Kiva Eger, in the Chidushe Reb Kiva Eger, asks the kasha a step further. Kashali, even according to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says I'm allowed to be mechemayim for rechitas pun of yada veraglov, because that's called shavel chol nefesh. So frek lebekiva eger, how come I can't be matir ribui b'shiurin? Right? Why can't I be matir cooking water letzayrech rechitas kol gufo atu rechitza, right, based on the ribui b'shiurim of rechitas pun of yada veraglov? If I heat water for rechitzas kol gufo, included in that is rechitzas pan biyodav haragov, so it should just be a din of riboy b'shiurim, right? And that should l'cha'ora be mutter. That's Rebbe Kiva Eger's kasha here in Shabbos Lamed Tes. It's a very powerful kasha. How can we assume that it's asr l'hachei mayim for rechitzas kol gufo, l'cha'ora should be matir based on riboy b'shiurim? So there are many answers to Rebbe Kiva Eger's kasha, but I'd like to just say over two answers. Maybe I won't get to two. Maybe I'll only get to one now. But from the Sefer Tzitz HaKodesh, the Tzitz HaKodesh was a Gaon in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yeshua Tzvi Mechel Shapiro. He was apparently mekubal by everybody in Yerushalayim, side the Zionists, side the non-Zionists. He was a Talmud Mufhak, or an a Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. And his main Talmud was Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap. So the Sefer is really written by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap, or edited by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap, based on the Torah of the Rebbe of the Tzitz HaKodesh, Rabbi Yeshua Tzvi Hirsch Mechel Shapiro. If you want interesting information about him, ask Rabbi Charlap, by the way. Say, my Rebbe quoted the Tzitz HaKodesh in Shir. Can you tell me something about the Tzitz HaKodesh? You'll get an hour lecture. He was one for the Gaonim in Yerushalayim of that dark. So Tzitz HaKodesh has a discussion. There's a famous point in the Noid of Yehuda and Shuva Simon Chafhei of Madura Tinyana, where the question is, if you have a Shabbos that comes after Yontiv, how do you heat the mikvah? Can you rely on Erev Tavshilin to cook up water, to heat the mikvah for a yontiv that comes after Shabbos? Or do you have to do some sort of haram? You want the mikvah to be hot right at the beginning of night when the women are going to the mikvah, so you don't want the situation that the water is only going to be hot later on, right? Later on in Shabbos. So the discussion of Yehuda is that maybe you could be mekel only ayidei heating water for coffee, and then al tzaribui b'shiurim, you can heat the mikvah. That's the discussion, and that leads to this discussion in the Tzitz HaKodesh. But the Tzitz HaKodesh writes as follows. This is in the Tzitz HaKodesh Simen Lamed Vav Os Hei. There's a machlokas between the Rambam and Taisvis. Why is it mutter, according to Beis Hillel, to heat water letzayrech rechitzas raglov? So we said, according to Tosis, it's based on mitoch. Right? And that's why we said, according to Tosis, maybe it's not going to be mutter to heat the water if the water is not ra'ay l'shtiyah. Right? That's Shar HaTziyun. But the Rambam doesn't sound that way. The Rambam writes that rechita and sicha is bichlal achila and shtiyah. The Rambam says that any hana'ah for the guf, achashe yochol l'chol nefesh, right? Something that is tzorech haguf is considered l'chol nefesh. So the Rambam doesn't require mitoch. The Rambam says it's bichlal achila and shtiya. Now, says the Tzitz HaKodesh, maybe we only say the din of marbe b'shiurim, that it's mutter, if I'm heating something up mamish v'ochel nefesh. If I'm heating it up and I'm going to use ochel nefesh to heat it, right? I'm going to eat it, I'm going to drink it, so then riboy b'shiurim is mutter. But something that is a mutter mikoach mitoch, we won't also use ribui b'shiurim to be matir.
No.
That's what the Tzitz HaKodesh argues in this tshuva, a brilliant tshuva. Right? Tzitz HaKodesh writes that maybe mitoch, right, is not going to be hutra. Oichol nefesh on yantiv is hutra, he says. Mitoch is not hutra. Mitoch is that you're allowed to do it, but I'm not going to say both mitoch and ribui b'shiurim. Therefore, according to his analysis, Rebbe Kiva Eger's kasha is for Enfert. Right? Because Rabbi Akiva Iger asked, I shouldn't it be mutter, let's say, shouldn't it be mutter, according to Beis Hillel, to heat water, let's say, lechitzas kol ha'gof, based on ribui b'shiurim? The answer is no. Ribui b'shiurim won't help over here. Because it's mutter mikoach mitoch. Then, he also has another shtickle Torah. Time is late, so maybe we'll have to talk about this in the Beis Medrash. I don't want to give a whole other shiur. Read Os Beis and Os Gimel, the Tzitzak Kodesh. I'm going to leave it by my makom. You can have fun. This is it's mamish. He writes so beautifully. It's such a good sefer. It's not a well-known sefer, but it's mamish beautiful. Okay.